The organizer of the event is David Brothen, president of the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay. This organization offers support for sexually assaulted people, whether the victims report the crimes or not.
I've also experienced personally violence against women, both in terms of my family and close friends. I really wanted to do something of a practical nature to try and stop this. And rather than dealing with those who are perpetrating the violence, I wanted to start with guys who are the good guys, who really, you know, respect women and want to make a difference.
Although historically, mainly women address this issue, Brotham says that ending violence against women is the responsibility of men. The first step would be to educate men about combating sexism.
During the meeting, someone talked about ogling women at the water cooler, and everybody laughed. And I suggested that if somebody does that and we just don't condone it with our silence or by joining in, that maybe we can change that one little behavior, and who knows where that goes.
He says that perpetrators can also be women, but that's a small part of the problem.
98% of the time, it's us guys. It's not the woman. And often, if a woman is involved, it's probably in response to something a guy did.
David Brothen from the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay says women who have been sexually assaulted are 13 times more likely to commit suicide than the average population. One in four women will be the victim of rape, sexual assault, or domestic violence during a lifetime.
And there's all sort of comorbidity issues. There's obesity, there's alcohol and drug abuse, sexual promiscuity. You know, it goes on and on and on, depression. And so getting treatment is just so essential.
The organization provides forensic exam, therapy, and legal help for the victims. The Crisis Center is also the rape center for Hillsborough County. 340 victims were treated at the center last year, but this number is increasing. Again, Brothen.
This year, the number of reported sexual assaults has increased by about 10%, and in March, they actually doubled over last year this time. So, you know, the problem is growing, and that means to me that more women are being assaulted.
Bob Steele is the captain of the police department at the University of South Florida. He has been involved in combating violence against women for 20 years and says that sexual violence in the society remains the most underreported crime because the victim's fears.
Because one of the number one fears of a rape victim is their family finding out. So here they are away at school, that maybe their parents are help paying for this. And what we've seen in the past is if a victim does come forward and the parents find out, the first thing the parents do is punish her again by removing her from school, even though they think they're removing her from a dangerous environment.
Several students who live outside of campus may feel isolated and socialize rapidly.
They may allow themselves to be swept up into a social situation they would not have participated at home, whether it's drinking, whether it's drugs, whether it's suddenly going to a party, you know, a party house somewhere that they normally would not have gone to, but they go with a group of people. It's called the red zone, and that is the first 6 months of a woman's college career that they are at the greatest risk for this. And from what we've seen is with some of the guys that I've talked to, that the predators know how to spot these people.
In most cases, the perpetrator is a relative or friend who has a relationship with the victim, and the assault happens outside of campus. Again, Steele.
80% of women who are raped are raped by someone that they already knew. And the vast majority of these rapes occur in the home of the assailant or the home of the victim. So all this weaponry and all this preparation against the stranger attack, which does have its place, is not the most likely place for a sexual assault to occur.
Sexual assault crimes remain underreported because of the victim's fears. Again, Steele.
Remember, the number one fear of a rape victim is family knowing. Number two is being blamed, and number three is others knowing. So their fears are all founded in the fact that if they take any kind of action, these fears supersede the need to seek that help. Years ago, the reporting was much higher when the residence halls had roommates, and there'd be what we call a spontaneous utterance to a confidant.
Gerard Veneman, the president of Children's Home, says he wants to share his expertise in dealing with abused children and their families. He also wants to learn how to stop sexual assault in public if he witnesses it.
You know, what would I do if I saw something? And, you know, my immediate reaction is, you know, I'm going to call 911 because it's their job and they're sanctioned by society to get violent in order to stop violence. But I would be very concerned about my own safety. intervening in a violent episode, whether that's amongst related people or unrelated people.
The next Call to Action meeting will be on June 10th. For more information, visit crisiscenter.com. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.